Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
With me today is Eleanid Stevenson from the Australian Greeting Card Association, and we are going to talk about Thinking of You Week. Good day, Eleanid.
Hi, Maribel. How are you?
Good, thanks. So last time we spoke was around Christmas time.
Yes, it was, and doesn't that feel like yesterday?
Yes, time flies, especially when you're home.
Yes.
So these past few months have been very challenging for everyone around the globe, especially for Australians as well, because we started the year with bushfires.
Yes, correct. Bushfires, floods, wild storms, and then just as we were seeing the end of that, we were then all confronted with the coronavirus. So it's certainly been a really tough start for everyone, really. 2020.
Although bushfires and floods are, things that we should. That we always prepare for during the summer season, it's more difficult this year because it's one after the other, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It's been quite relentless, and Australians in particular, have all had to just really deal with so much in such a short amount of time. And there's, obviously you can see cracks are appearing. A lot of people are starting to feel very isolated and quite anxious and people are still working remotely. It's a different year. It's a very different year for all of us.
So at the time we are very disconnected, we are reminded to remain connected.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's wonderful. I think lots of families are reaching out, friends are reaching out. The popularity of things like Zoom and house party has helped people see each other as well, which has been great. Yeah.
We always see on slogans on the roads or around billboards, is like, we stay apart to be together.
Mm.
So, but being apart doesn't necessarily mean that we can't reach out to people, isn't it?
Oh, of course not. No, and I think, in fact, it's probably more important now than ever to make the effort to reach out, because there are a lot of people that are coping differently with everything that we've been confronted with, and it has impacted people in a different way as well. So absolutely more important to reach out and connect more than we would normally.
And while it was very important that we remain connected and connected through technology like phone calls, FaceTime, Zoom, Skypes, there's this also another type of connection that brings more warmth to the heart. It's that receiving that letter or postcard or card from the post.
Yeah. Oh, look, it absolutely is. You can't really compare. You can't really compare to receiving a lovely handwritten note. Someone that's gone to the effort, taken the time to select a card and select a design that conveys the message that they want to convey, and then write a personal message, and then either drop it in their mailbox or post it. That takes time, and time is such a precious thing, and it's a real gift to be able to give that to someone. And the recipient feels that. It's well known that that once you do receive a card or a handwritten note in the mail, you have a feeling of you feel very special, and you feel warm, and it makes you feel a little bit better. Lifts the spirit.
And especially when you see that handwriting, that familiar writing, it's like that person is visiting you personally as well, because you see the writing, isn't it?
Yeah, you see the writing, and what the art of handwriting. Gosh, we've absolutely got to keep that alive, don't we? And interestingly, I only just learnt this statistic recently, but 3/4 of Australians are still checking their mailbox every day.
I'm one of them.
Yeah, I am too, actually. How nice is it when you receive something in the mailbox that isn't a bill?
Yes. I have a huge smile on my face when I receive a card or a letter.
Yeah. We all do.
These cards have changed through time as well, haven't they? Because my children, when we go to the groceries, they would just be there at the greeting card section and read through all the cards and have a laugh. And they've, And it's, they find it, it's an experience that, you know, they enjoy when we go to the shops. It's like, look at this, Mom, it's really funny. Not only when you receive them, it's just also when you read them and going through them. It's a different experience.
Yeah, it is. Look, and it's probably one of the categories that you like to browse and spend time browsing, because selecting that right design and that right message is part of the connection, and people don't mind taking the time. People want to make sure that the card that they select is really demonstrating the message that they're wanting to convey. And it's interesting that you say that they have changed over the years, because gosh, they have. They really have. And you know, like every industry, cards have had to remain in line with trend. And you know, in previous years, traditional cards absolutely were the lion's share of the category, and they still do sell particularly well, traditional cards that have got long verses. But what we're seeing now is a really, you know, a much stronger part of the offer is comic cards and very modern looking cards, blank cards. Nowadays, a lot of people want to write their own message, and we're seeing a big shift in, I guess, what was traditionally the category a few years back to what it looks like today.
And there are those that make funny noises as well.
Funny noises, you know, really very, you know, some cards you can find out there have very, very inappropriate jokes, but people love them.
And so this Thinking of You week, maybe the best way to show people that we're thinking of them is by sending them a personalized message, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. So Thinking of You Week is an initiative that the Greeting Card Association introduced in Australia about 6 years ago. And it's interesting, this year it has had much more interest from the retailers. I think that everyone understands that now is a time for reaching out to loved ones and to friends, especially those that are more isolated and less likely to be getting out and about. And so we're getting a lot more interest and actually a lot more demand for cards with, you know, thinking of you, or even just blank, or thank you. Which is good. It's a perfect time to just take stop, think about those people, send them a beautiful note, and know that you're going to be making them feel really wonderful next week, which is, so Thinking of You Week starts on the 14th this Sunday.
So we'll be thinking of you as well, Elenide, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Merida. I'll be thinking of you too.
Elenide Stevenson from the Australian Greeting Card Association for Thinking of You.
Like, share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.